This episode is brought to you by the Homeschool Mom Academy, a membership community with weekly coaching videos to help inspire your homeschooling and ongoing coaching support in the chat with me as your homeschooling coach. It's www.patreon.com/homelearningcoach, and the link is in my show notes. I would love to see you there and to be able to support you there. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Everyday Home Learning Podcast and to our reflections on the day. This is my 14th night in a row, and I am so happy that you're here to join me in just this moment to reflect and moment to linger over the beautiful moments of the day. Our homeschool mom brains are really good at focusing on the things that are not working, the challenges, the things we would change if we could, the things that are hard. And so often it's the things that are easy, effortless, joyful that we forget to really reflect on. And so I have started this nightly reflection as a way to force us homeschool moms to just pause and linger over those beautiful moments of the day, even if they were just moments. And so I think if our minds get more accustomed to noticing the lovely moments, then when they happen, we might be more present for them and really just soak them in. And I think it also helps for moms who are feeling overwhelmed, burnt out, and just stressed. I think it could help look forward to tomorrow, knowing that tomorrow is a beautiful story yet unwritten and will be full of these beautiful moments. And yes, the hard moments too, of course. Every homeschooling mom knows that homeschooling is hard. And so it's important for us to strengthen ourselves with the moments that are not so hard, that are easy and joyful and just effortless. So as you look over your day today, I hope your mind can rest on something that just felt really lovely and just brought a smile to your face. Or maybe you laughed, maybe it was just one of those happy moments. I feel like there's so many and we don't even notice them sometimes. And then when there's moments that are hard, we just really, really notice those. So I'm working on that too, and I feel like this nightly practice is really, really important. And so as I reflect on my day, I'll share that we had a meetup with some homeschool friends in our community, and the kids just ran and played, and it was very cold and very sunny. My daughter got so overheated, she needed to take her jacket off. That's a good meetup when the kids are that active. And they played and they just were kids. Moms, we just chatted. It was that simple. And even just thinking about it brings a smile to my face. Knowing that the kids had that time to just run and play and be with these lovely friends. And just the simplicity of that is just so beautiful. And really set the tone for a great day, because I'm sure you notice when your children have social time outside, fresh air, lots of exercise, it just helps the rest of the day go so smoothly. I wish I could bottle that, those ingredients, because we don't have homeschool meetups every day. But when we do, it's always a really good day. And so I hope as your mind looks back over the day today, you see some little snapshots that bring a smile to your face. Maybe it was a conversation with your child, a time where you were connecting, a meal or a walk, or just sitting together chatting. Looking forward to the holidays. These moments just kind of sneak up on us, and I feel like that's what makes motherhood and homeschool motherhood just so beautiful. And so I hope you have found a few in your mind as you look back on the day, and tell yourself that there will be more tomorrow, because I think it's important for us to look forward to tomorrow. Even if you have nothing special planned, know that beautiful moments await you, and I feel like that's a really happy way to think about tomorrow with our kids, because these days are long. But I know the saying says the years are short, and it's true. And if you know of a homeschool mom who might benefit from this ritual, this practice, this routine and habit of just taking a few minutes to reflect on the day, the joyful moments of the day, please share this podcast with her. And if you haven't done so already, I would love it if you would subscribe and rate this podcast and reach out. I love hearing from you on Instagram. I am @homelearningcoach. I'd love to see you there, hear from you there. And I hope you have a wonderful night and a beautiful day tomorrow with your kids.